On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace. Today, a visit to a company where employees make money having fun. A video game manufacturer in Illinois pays college graduates to test its games before they hit the market. For some gamers, it's the beginning of a career. Jeff Bossert of member station WILL reports.
It's surprisingly quiet here, in a room where there are spaceships landing and aliens prowling the streets. About a dozen video game testers are tuned to their terminals, making sure Crypto, the alien, can walk everywhere he's supposed to and fire at will. Destroy All Humans 3 is one of the games that this company, Volition, is developing for release next year. And while you might expect to hear ray guns and explosions, to minimize the chaos, the testers, like Amanda Miller, are wearing headphones. Miller's job is to make sure the right sound is made at the right time.
Like if you find a fountain that's a still pool and it's making a rushing water noise, you would report that. Or if someone's, you know, shooting at you and it's not making a noise, but if other people shoot at you and it does make a noise, you can mark that up as an inconsistency, or it should either be all or nothing. And we usually like it to be all.
The testers here are responsible for finding flaws in games made for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. The testing pit is basically a computer lab of sorts. Volition's 250 employees work out of an office complex in downtown Champaign, home to the University of Illinois. For many game testers here, this is their first full-time job, and they're a diverse group. Amanda Miller got a history degree a few months back. The guy next to her received his in computer science. At the other end of the room, one tester has a degree in chemical engineering. But everyone here is an experienced gamer. Dan Cermak is Volition's vice president for product development. He says the company stresses attention to detail, and good gamers recognize that.
When you look at where the machines have come, the PS3 and the 360, they're all very high-end now. They have very high-end visuals. 3D is as far as you can. There's no such thing as 4D. You know, you can't get any farther than 3D. So now it's about how good your game is inside.
While some video game manufacturers outsource their testing, Volition's founder, Mike Kulas, says he likes his testers to be on the premises.
In some cases, providing fresh eyeballs on the game, what is fun, what is working well, what is not. That kind of stuff, I think, it really needs to happen here, or it needs to happen close to the team. The team needs to be able to talk to these people. The team needs to be able to sometimes observe them doing the testing.
Josh Davidson is making sure the sound is on par with the graphics. Davidson is working on Saints Row 2, the sequel to one of Volition's biggest hits. He's making sure the sound effects synchronize with the right times of the day.
Like right now it's noon, and I can change it real quickly and make it nighttime, and it'll be more nighttime city sounds. So it's not going to be as condensed traffic.
Pay for video game testers ranges from $9 to $15 an hour, but many are being groomed for careers as video game designers, jobs that start at about $40,000 a year. Top designers can earn more than $100,000 a year. And as for the testers, you'd think that after 8 or 10 hours of using a gamepad, they'd be eager to get home and do something completely different. But many here say when they clock out, they play video games at home. Though since they're trained to spot flaws, they're now pickier about which games they play. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Bossert.